Okay, hello. Oh, okay. My name is Olivia, and this is my third time at Advent.
我是名字是 Olivia， 这是我第三次去。
And unlike Julie, I was not excited about Advent this year.
我不像 Julie， 我是其实没有很兴奋的。
I was actually very worried because of what happened for the past 2 years.
我很担心是因为过去去年两次发生的事情。
So sidetrack. When we were first sitting down to write our testimonies this year, I really did not know what to write about.
当我今年要写下我的这个见证的时候，我真的不知道要写什么。
And I feel like nothing, like there weren't any major issues that happened this year.
今年没有太多的事情发生。
And I guess that was basically my testimony.
我觉得这就是我的见证了。Because
the first year I went, I got sick.
第一年我去是那个我生病。
And last year we had some drama.
第二年我去的时候是有一些争执。
So when I was preparing for leaving the country,
当我预备来去离开这个国家,
I started thinking about my past experience at Advent.
我开始想回想我过去在Advent的经历。
And I started to question why I wanted to go again.
我开始问自己为什么我要去。
Like I was genuinely scared.
我真的是从心里害怕。
And like I just didn't know why I was going.
我不知道为什么我要去。
And while all these thoughts were going through my mind,
当这些思想在我脑海里面的时候,
I was asked to help Joshua at boot camp for rally training.
我是被要求要去帮助 Joshua 去当在这个助教之一训练员。
And although I was a team leader last year,
虽然我过去是一个队长,
I had only led rally about 1 to 2 times.
我只有带过一两次这个带动唱。
And I really wanted to say no.
我真的很想要说不要。
I lacked the confidence.
我没有自信心。
I lacked experience.
我没有经验。
And the social aspect.
还有这个社交的这个方面。
I still said yes.
但我还是说是好，我愿意。
When I finally got to Taiwan and boot camp was starting,
当我到台湾的时候，这个训练营开始了。
I still felt like I didn't have enough to do rally training.
我真的觉得我自己还是不够去来带领这个带动唱。
And in the end,
在结束以后,
it went pretty okay.
真的还不错。
I feel like I was really open with the other adventers.
我觉得我自己对他们是很开放。
And I think doing the same rally 4 times really helped me learn a lot about rally.
在我在重复教4次的时候，真的让我帮助我自己也学会怎么去带动唱。
And I also think that through this opportunity, I got to really get to know all the Adventers from both the Zhonghua and the Tainan team.
所以我透过这次带领这个带动唱的时候，我真的可以去了解这些在彰化的、在台南的这些 Advent的团队。
And I guess for people who've known me for a long time, normally I'm a very stressed person.
很多人不认识我，我其实是一个很容易被压力控制的这个人，受感受到压力的人。
Yeah. So typically, if I'm like right now, when I'm in front of a bunch of people, it's very intimidating.
就算我现在站在这边，我也是觉得很害怕。
And I really didn't feel that throughout boot camp.
但是我在这个训练营的时候，我却没有这样的感觉。
But instead, when I was on stage, I felt like I was friends with everyone, and I had a lot of peace in my heart.
当我在台上的时候，我感觉好像我跟台下所有人都是朋友，我就在心里面有个平安。
And I guess that was kind of like my major theme this year.
我觉得这是我今年的主题。
I was very peaceful throughout the entire 2 to 3 weeks.
在整个Advent台，我是非常的有平安。
There were a lot, like now that I think about the past 3 weeks, there were a lot of little challenges I had to go through.
我想象这过去这几个礼拜，我真的有一些挑战，我是需要去面对。
Like Stephen mentioned earlier, our team was kind of a mess when we got to Tainan for the first week.
Stephen 刚刚也提到说，第一个礼拜真的是很糟糕。
Stephen was never there during team time. I was never there during training, and the three of them were kind of new people.
这个队长就有时候在训练的时候，不然就是他不在，不然就是我不在，所以这受训的时候就很乱。
And when we got to our morning school, we found out that there was a judo school, and it was basically just a temple.
基本上第一个礼拜我们去的第一所学校就是一个柔道的学校，而且这是一个庙开的学校。
But throughout the entire time, I still felt really peaceful and I wasn't all that stressed about anything.
其实我在这个第一礼拜，其实我更不会紧张，也不会觉得受到什么压力。
One specific thing I really want to talk about was my second week afternoon school.
我要特别提到是我第二个礼拜的下午的学校。
When we got there for lunch on Monday afternoon,
我们在那边吃午餐的时候。
We asked the teacher to take us to our place to rest.
我请了一些老师带我们去我们要就寝的地方。
Instead, he took us to my classroom.
是带我去休息的地方，但他却带我到我的班级上。
And so we were okay. We can just, you know, squat and eat.
我们可以在那边蹲着，在那边吃东西。
And he told us that it was their school's second time holding Advent.
这是我们这学校第二次来招待 Advent 台湾。
So I was like.Okay, sure.
Oh, 很好啊，谢谢，很棒。
But the bigger problem came when we got to our rally room.
但是更大问题是到我们的带动唱的地方。
It was this really large, musty, dark gym.
是一个很阴暗、很潮湿的一个体育馆。
And it was. We later found out that there were offices in the school.gym because they were having renovations in their normal building.
但是在这个体育馆里面，他们其实有小办公室，因为整个这个学校正在重建当中。
So while we were having our rally, there were people like all the teachers that were working that summer were just surrounding us, and there were also classes going on at the exact same time.
当我们在带动唱的时候，所有老师都其实在那个体育馆里面，而且这个还有一些人甚至在里面还在上课。
And so we just went along with it, and we finished rally.
So 我们还是照样带我们的带动唱。
But I guess I forgot to mention that before we started rally, we 忘记
提到，当我们开始带动唱之前。
Usually our classes are divided, and the kids usually sit in rows in front of you.
所以我们班级是按着班级排的，所以他一排一排的站在你前面。
The kids didn't know where they were supposed to go.
这些学生根本不知道自己要去哪里。
And when we told them to sit in their classes, the classes weren't really divided.
当我们叫他们坐下，他们这班级是其实很分裂的。
When I got to my classroom, I had a first grader sitting next to a sixth grader.
所以到我的班级有一个六年级生跟一年级生坐在一起。
I also had kids who had been to Advent 5 times, and I also had kids who had never taken an English class before and did not know what ABCs were.
我有一个学生甚至是有些学生是去了 Advent 5次，有些学生连 ABC 都不知道。
So that's how my class was.
我的班级就是这样。
And on the first day when we were kind of like regrouping after the first class.
当我们来这个检讨会的时候，在讨论的时候。
I found out that all the classes were about the same when it came to how they were divided.
我发现每个班级其实都差不多的这样分配。
They weren't.
对我。
他们没有被分。
他们没有被分配。
Yeah, so it was random.
就是随机的分配的。
And I also found out that the other classes were going pretty smoothly.
但其他班级却是很顺。
But my class, on the other hand, had a very large amount of problem kids.
我的班级却充满很多问题学生。
There were a pair of siblings who came from a rough background.
有一对那个弟兄还是姐妹，他们是从一个不好的家庭背景出来。
And they often fought during class, and they were very open about it.
他们在班级上常常吵架，而且很开放的去吵。
And everyone else in that classroom knew about it, and so they would often bully both of them.
所以他们都会整个班级会来霸凌这两个人。
So it was very rough.
这是很难，是非常难的班级。
But when it came to Thursday,
但是在礼拜四的时候
they were very quiet.
他们变很安静。
That entire class listened throughout the entire testimony.
在整个班级在分享经验的时候就变得很安静。
And as some people may know, there was a typhoon warning on Thursday.
大家可能知道说那礼拜四有一个台风的警告。
So all the teachers had to say like, okay, make sure you guys check the website because we might not have camp tomorrow.
所以你们要在看这个网站，确认明天会不会有这个营会。
And on Monday, I was kind of like Stephen, like counting down the days until the week was over.
我就像 Stephen 一样，我就在开始在倒数，剩下几天而已。
But when Thursday came and there was the typhoon threat,
当礼拜四有这个台风的这个警告来的时候
the kids were asking me, are we going to have a makeup day?
我们学生开始问我们会有一个补课吗
And it pained me to tell them.
我真的很抱歉对告诉他们
Like, I'm not going to be in Tainan on Saturday.
我不会礼拜六就不会在台南了
Even if I wanted to have a makeup class, I can't.
就算我想要一个补课，我不能够有一个补课。
And that day it was raining really, really hard, and the entire school, like the first floor, was almost completely flooded.
当那天下雨下很大，甚至第一层都已经淹水了。
And because of the flooding, it was really difficult for the parents to come pick up their kids.
因为淹水，所以造成学生很家长很难去来接送小孩。
Because they're all riding motorcycles and
他们在骑摩托车。
机车
摩托车。
Yeah.So we just sat there waiting for all the parents to come in the rain.
我们在那边雨等家长来接他们。
And a few kids had to wait like a good half hour before their parents could come.
有些人甚至等了半个小时来等家长来接送他们。
And while we were trying to find a way from our classroom to the first floor,
当我们等他们来从教室到一楼的时候
my kids stayed with me.
我的学生一直等着我。
Like there were waterfalls on the ceiling.
甚至在天花板有滴水。
Like waterfalls.
哇，水瀑哦，瀑布。
Like we had to use umbrellas to block out the rain.
我们需要用雨伞去挡这些雨。
And the entire time, my kids stayed by my side.
这个时候我的学生都在我旁边。
And I guess some people now realize I say my kids.
我说我就没我不知道你们听到我说这些是我的小孩
Because I feel like even though they're only like a couple years younger than me I still feel like we're a family and they're like my kids
就算他们只是比我年轻几岁但我觉得我们就是像一个家庭一样
And so when their parents came to pick them up
当他的家长来接他们的时候
I almost started crying
我开始甚至开始要哭了
Because I was like what if there's no school tomorrow?
我就开始想，万一明天没有课怎么办
？But there was school the next day.
但是明天还是有上课。
And there was still the second really hard goodbye.
但是还是有一个很难的说的再见。
But the entire time.
但这整个过程。
From the first day where I was really confused by how the kids were split.
我从我第一天更不知道这小孩子是怎么分配的。
To the last day where I was.Very sad to say goodbye.
但到第五天是非常难跟他们说再见。
This entire process, I feel really peaceful.
整个过程我都感觉非常平安。
And I mean, typically, I probably would have lost my mind worrying about how to do things.
但是大部分情况下，我是开始会我失去理智，就开始在担心要怎么做，要怎么做。
But I feel like I didn't really worry too much about that.
但我感觉好像，我觉得好像我都没有怎么在担心。
And so I think God really took care of me this trip.
我就感谢神，上帝真的照顾我。
When I guess physically some classes were not able to be under control.
有些教室是不无法受控制。
In the end, everything still went well.
但是最后还是很顺利。
And there was a lot less burden and pressure on me.
但有很少的重担在我身上。
So thank God.
感谢神。
And that's it.